Hi, it's Scott. Rockfile, back with another podcast review. Going to talk about the video game Marvel Midnight Suns. I hope not to bore too many people with a video game review, but I don't do very many of these, and I was blown away by this video game that came out last year. It's the best Marvel experience I've ever had in a video game, and we're going to get into it. So, I'm a gamer from way back. I played XCOM my entire gaming career. I used to play the original XCOM on a floppy disk version, and these days I'm playing Firaxis's XCOM 2 and its DLC. Firaxis makes XCOM, they make Civilization, they are the strategy kings, pretty much, of stuff that, well, mainstream strategy games that everybody seems to enjoy. Well, they made a Marvel game, who would have thought? It came out, I guess, late 2022, early 2023. There's DLC for it, and it recently became a free game with PlayStation Plus. I'm a PlayStation Plus member with my PS4 and 5. I have a PS4 Pro in my office and a PS5 in my home theater room, my living room. Make it sound greater than it is. And I'm still a PC gamer, but I like the console experience. You can put the game in and it works, or you can download it and it automatically works, and then you can play it on the big screen TV and all that kind of stuff. It's just less stuff to deal with than PC gaming, where you have to worry if your computer's up to spec and speed and all that kind of stuff, if the video card can handle it and all that kind of stuff. Sure, you can probably run them at higher resolutions and faster frame rates on computers, but anyway. At night, I like to relax with a turn-based strategy game. There are two kinds of strategy games, real-time and turn-based. Civilization and XCOM are turn-based. That means you go and then they go. Whether it's a Civilization where you're taking over countries and building cities and roadways, you move all your guys and then they move all their guys and then it comes back to you. XCOM, each of the main part of XCOM are these missions, these skirmishes where you fight aliens. And the same thing with the Marvel game. That's why I'm getting here, sorry. These missions, you fight turn-based. It's like a chess game. I move all my guys as far as they can move, and then you move all your guys, and then go on and so forth until there are no guys left, and whoever wins. So in XCOM, it's all based on angles, cover, percentages, and that kind of stuff. They took that model, the basic part. There's more to XCOM. You have to build bases, fly missions, and all that kind of stuff. But the individual missions, the where you could actually just fight, that's the core of the game, and whatever you get from that mission helps you research and go forward in the story of the game. So in XCOM, like I said, these every turn of fighting is based on the angles, how distance you are, percentages to hit, and all that kind of stuff. When they made a Marvel game, they used the idea of a turn-based strategy where my guys fight first and then your guys fight and back and forth, but instead of making it based on percentages, it's based on a card-building game. And so you have a hand that you draw, and it has certain of your attacks and your defenses in that hand. And how you play that against the bad guys who have their own hand is how those missions play out. It plays a little faster than an XCOM because of that, and it's less, I guess, rule-based. Sure, there's a lot of rules, like do this and it will cost you this many points, but it will earn you this much stuff and you'll get to draw again. And each card has a whole bunch of effects they do, but it's a lot different than, well, he's got this kind of gun, which has this kind of percentage to hit at this distance, at this elevation. You know, it's a lot less stringent as far as that goes, but in a different way. And the fact that there's a part to the game, like I said, that's the main thrust of the game, is you'll be doing these turn-based missions. But in between, each day, you will do other things. You will spar, you will do research, you will uncover things, you will talk to the different heroes. You eventually get 12 or 13 heroes in the main part of the game. I have played the game over 85 hours, and I am at the very end of the main game and have not started any of the DLC. I literally have one more mission to end the game, but I'm postponing doing that last mission because I'm trying to level up other things. And there are a lot of trophies you get by doing everything in one playthrough. And since I already have like 65% of the trophies on this first playthrough, I'm trying to get as many as I can before I finish the game and then start on some of the DLC or replay through the game. So, to get more specific about this game, it's based on XCOM, but it's not XCOM. It is a card-building game and a relationship-building game with Marvel heroes. And that is what makes the game. Like, I knew I would like the gameplay because I just like Firaxis and how they make turn-based strategy games. Why I like turn-based at night is because it's slow-paced. It's, you can take a turn and go get something to eat or go to the bathroom and get ready for bed without it being a real-time fight for survival kind of thing. And so I will usually play a Civilization or an XCOM or the recent incarnations of those games before I go to bed. That's usually like the last half hour to an hour. I'll do something like that to relax because I want to turn off the TV. Maybe I listen to music. And so I didn't know whether Marvel Midnight Suns will be added to that, but it has. Matter of fact, I've played this game almost singly since I got it over a month ago. Like I said, in about a month, I put 85 hours into it. That is an incredible amount of game time for me to put into anything in 1 month. I guess it's been a little over a month. And like I said, I began leveling up characters because I knew that's how you got some of the trophies of getting people to a certain level of friendship. You have conversations with these superheroes. You play a resurrected god, basically. You're the son of Lilith, and Lilith is the big bad of this game, of this story. And so you have been resurrected to fight your mother, basically. And so you're staying at an abbey. It's basically the magic end of the Marvel Universe. So there's a lot of stuff with Scarlet Witch and Doctor Strange and the Caretaker and all that. And Agatha, who you might remember from the TV series with Wanda. There's a lot of that, but you also, the heroes you also have access to, you have Blade, you have Ghost Rider, you have Iron Man, you eventually get Hulk. You know, it's literally 9 or 10 of the biggest heroes and a couple side ones because they're more related to this storyline. I wasn't aware of two of the female characters. I don't know that I've ever seen them in a comic book before, but one of them is an X-Men and one of them is a spinoff of the witches and stuff, the Scarlet Witch kind of thing. And they, you have to, you pretty much, if you want to get all the trophies and finish the game, you really need to play everybody. Sure, everybody's got their favorites. Everybody wants to play Iron Man or whatever. My favorites happen to be Blade, Ghost Rider. These are some of my favorite characters. So in each one of the fighting missions you go on, you can take three characters. You usually take yours because you're leveling it up, but you're also leveling everybody else up. And I didn't know when I started playing that there is a 25th level cutoff, a cap, but I've gotten all my characters up to 25th level. What you want to do in the off hours when you're not fighting is have conversations and give gifts and stuff to these characters and get up to 5th level friendship with them. If you get up to that, you unlock their Midnight Suns costume. That's one of the things that you unlock through all of the gameplay and the personality building, the friendship building that you do with these heroes, is you unlock different costumes, both to wear around the Abbey and to wear in battle. And there are switches on every character. You can turn it on so that it'll just rotate through the different outfits you have. And that's awesome when you, later in the game, you have a bunch of different outfits. Every time you go to play the game, you know, you look different. And that's great. There's some traditional costumes. There's some new costumes. There's the Midnight Suns costumes. I read some of the reviews when I first started playing the game that people are like, the story is this and is this and this. And I'm like, look, it's supposed to be a fun game first and foremost. And it is. I like turn-based strategy. This is a very fun and exciting strategy game. But more than that, it's giving me a Marvel experience. Not only the personalities and the voices, they're pretty much a mix of what you get in the movies and what you get in the comics. Sure, Iron Man sounds a lot like Robert Downey Jr., but he acts more like the comic book Iron Man for the most part. There's no alcoholism, but that being said, I think anybody coming to this will get a better Marvel experience. The add-ons are going to add Deadpool, Storm, and a couple others. So I'm really looking forward to having fun with Deadpool. But I got to say, of all the Marvel kind of games, the Spider-Man and the Avengers that I've played, this one really makes you feel like superheroes. You get these attacks that the characters are known for, the whipping people around or a Hulk smash or whatever, but seeing what they do in comparison to some of the other attacks you can do, in comparison to what the damage it does to these other bad guys, which are usually risen from the dead demons. You know, this is a darker story from the Marvel Universe and a lot of the bad guys, but you do fight Sabretooth and Wanda and a few others, and they're hard to kill. You know, there's a bit of a boss fight. But again, it's turn-based strategy, not a role-playing game, but there are certain role-playing elements to all the characters. And when you put the role-playing aspect that you're leveling up these characters, you put the friendship simulator on top of it, where you're having to go hang out with Iron Man, you're having to go hang out with Blade, you're having to have conversations with Captain America and give them gifts and hang out by the fire and watch movies with them, but you're also fighting battles with them, and that endears them to you more. And you also get to spar with them, which unlocks more powers, and you get to level up the cards, and then you get to play those fun turn-based fights between three superheroes and five or 10 bad guys. And some of them are supernatural. Some of them are super powered. You can throw them into things. We stop things from taking off. We steal things. We hack things. There is a wide variety of missions. It's not unlimited variety, but there's a lot of variety to the missions, more so than I would say an XCOM game. And so you put all of one of those things would kind of be fun for a little while, but when you stack all of that on top of each other, that you have to do this, this, and this to get through a day, it's going to include a battle, it's going to include a friendship thing, it's going to include some sparring, it's going to include some research, you're going to grab some intel and go do some missions off camera kind of thing. There's really a lot going on, and when you're juggling all that and doing those fun fights, it's just addictive as all get out. But I also play a game called Evil Genius 2, which is basically a simulator. If you're an evil genius, you do missions in the world to take over the world. You kidnap people and interrogate them. You hire baddies and that kind of thing. And it's a simulator. And I enjoy that. I enjoy this building something. So with the Abbey, you're always upgrading the Abbey. You're upgrading how you guys spar. It sounds like it's overly complicated, and it's not, but there is a lot to do. It's not boring. And some of it almost has that Hogwarts vibe, where you can go anywhere and do anything. There's also a grounds that you have to go explore. You have to go find some certain things, unlock some doors, open some things, cast some spells. You come back and there's even there's some potion making and stuff like that kind of stuff in the game. There is a wide variety of gameplay in Marvel Midnight Suns. I didn't think I would love it as much as I knew I would like it. I had always planned to buy it, and then all of a sudden it was free in PlayStation Plus. So the main game is free right now in PlayStation Plus. I think it's still full price for Xbox. But this week, PlayStation started having a sale on the DLC. The DLC was $50, and that's a savings of $10 off the price of buying the four different DLCs individually for about $15 a piece. One adds Deadpool, one adds Storm. Each one adds a different character and the storylines that go with it. And if you play all the four DLCs, you get to a big grand finale with all the characters. Now, the main game is going to have a grand finale, and I'm almost there, but then I'm going to get to the DLC, and I'll play more of that. I have 65% of the trophies after 85 hours of play. I have leveled everybody up to 25, except for one. I think she's 23 or 24. I'll get her up to 25. I will unlock as much stuff as I can do to get as many trophies, and then I will play that final mission, and I will finish the game, and then I will download the DLC and go from there. That'll be this week. But I wanted to go ahead and after a month and after 85 hours say that if you skip this game, like if you have a PlayStation, there's absolutely no reason not to download it for free and try it. But if you skip this game and it sounds like something you would enjoy, it has been the best Marvel experience I've had in a video game. I'm sure I enjoyed Spider-Man a little bit more. It's action-y and it's flying through the city and whatever. But as far as interpersonal relationships with some of these characters that I love, and the fact that I can do missions with my favorite characters like Blade and Ghost Rider, who are not the top characters. Most people are going to pick Iron Man and Captain America. But, you know, I've never been a Batman, Superman, Captain America guy. I've been more Iron Man, Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange is my favorite. I love Blade. You get Doctor Strange, by the way, and he's one of the more powerful ones. I love that fact. But he has certain strengths and weaknesses. So does all of them. Yeah, I just thought about it. We don't have Thor yet. Maybe he comes in one of the add-ons. There are a few characters that are missing. But when you finally get Bruce Banner and you finally get Hulk, that's pretty cool. When you get Wanda, that's pretty cool. You get a couple other characters in the middle of the game. Oh, here's one thing. I was about 40, 45 hours into the game. I thought I was doing pretty well. I thought I was at the end. And then it went part two. There's actually three parts to the game, as now I know. The third part being the shortest. But here's gameplay that I did a little differently than most. Not knowing where it was going to go or how this was going to work out, and knowing that I may only play it once, we'll see. I was trying to do as much of the things that I knew would get me a trophy. So that's leveling up the individual heroes. By the time I got to part two, most of my heroes were about as high as they could go. And I had all their friendships unlocked, so I unlocked all their special costumes and things like that. And I got to say, I had enough gameplay then. When it said part two, I thought I finished it. There was a big boss battle. We went back to the Abbey, and I thought it's about to say the end. And I'm like, all right, that was 45 hours. That was really great. I've doubled that, and I'm still playing. To do everything, it takes a while. There's a lot of stuff out there in the backyard, as I call it. Puzzles to figure out, and they're not hard puzzles. But again, it's variety in the gameplay. It's mostly a strategy game. It's mostly turn-based. It's not the most exciting thing in the world. But I got to say, when you can only play so many cards at a turn, and you only have certain cards in your hand, and you're trying to beat these guys, there are guys that if you don't kill them outright, they will respawn, or they will reheal, or whatever. Some of them take several turns to get up to their biggest attack, and you might be right to that point, and you should have taken them out, and you didn't. How you play each mission counts. There, eventually you open up a sparring ring that you can get into, and they give you a certain amount of bad guys and a certain amount of cards, and you've got to figure it out. When you get to unlocking a Midnight Sun's costume for each character, there is one specific mission to them that you have to play. And they are a bit of a puzzle. Like, there's only one or two ways to finish that mission. You're not just going to bullhead your way through it. You're not just going to hit random buttons and survive. You're going to have to figure it out. That they only give you a certain amount of cards and a certain amount of bad guys, and you've got to get the bad guys by the end of the turn or you lose and you'll have to start over. But those are the only missions that are really like that. The other missions vary in degree of scale. They will let you know if it's an easy, a hard, or a regular kind of mission before you go into it. You can choose. There were several times during the game, because I took to the game very quickly because I'm an XCOM fan and I knew about the turn-based. I knew how that would work. There have been many times I finished a mission. It's asked me if I wanted to up the difficulty, and I'm playing on normal. I will play some games on easy the first time through just because I want to see the game and don't want to get stuck in a part because it's just too hard. But this one I started on regular, on normal, and it's asked me to actually up it because I finished some missions pretty hardcore, but I'm pretty good at these kind of games. So will this appeal to you? If anything I've described sounds like it's fun to you and you're a Marvel person, you need to play this game. It is an incredible game. Is it for everybody? No. You know, that's why it got a 7 out of 10 or an 8 out of 10 with some of the reviewers, because it's just not for everybody. Not everybody likes turn-based. Most everybody's idea of a video game these days is to go online and play a shooter that's, you know, kill or be killed. And that's never been my form of gameplay. From the earliest days of LAN parties and stuff, I'm still the guy that plays the story, and I want the gameplay. I want that turn-based strategy where I have to figure things out in my head before I do them. So it's like playing chess in between with cards, in between all the personal stuff and the storyline. And I think the storyline's actually pretty good. It's definitely not Fallout level of storyline, but there is a through thread to everything. You're unlocking a mystery the whole time, trying to find out more about your mother and your past, and to trying to stop Lilith as she has taken over some of the heroes that you have to fight, and then they eventually get on your side. No spoilers, but it's a pretty exciting progression. And like I said, it's been the only game I played for about 85 hours. Now, I just re-downloaded Fallout 4 because I've been watching the Fallout TV series, and I'm excited to play that again. But I'm still going back to this to try and get those last few trophies before I finish the game. I can't tell you the last time I found a game that had me coming back to it like that. That's my highest review. I get home from work and I go, you know, I could watch a TV show, but I really want to play more of this game. It's very rare that happens, but this has been one of them. Marvel Midnight Suns gets one of my best reviews because it's been a great Marvel experience. It's been an interesting turn-based strategy experience. It's definitely two different things to different people, but for me, it's two of my favorite things. I love the Marvel Universe, and I love the turn-based strategy that Firaxis churns out. That being said, you might find it boring. You might find it too complicated. You might find it repetitive. I don't know. I didn't. I think it's spectacular. I know I'm a year late to the party. All the reviews were posted a year ago, but A lot of you are playing it for free. You have a PlayStation account and it just came up as a free game and you're wondering, maybe I should play that. If you love Marvel, play it. If you love turn-based strategy, play it. If you have any, if you like card deck building games, play it. Those three people should get a lot out of it. Everybody else, give it a try. Especially if you're a PlayStation account holder, you can get a free copy of this from PlayStation Plus. Why not? And the DLC, regularly $50, is on sale for $16 till almost the end of the month, I think. Marvel Midnight Suns. I like the darker storyline. I really love the gameplay. I love the interaction of the characters. They feel like the characters we know and love. I couldn't be more thrilled with the game. I'm excited to finish it, play the DLC, and hopefully we get a second game. I think somewhere we are down the road. It's great. Who thought Firaxis could really break the nut on what makes a great superhero game? But when you're executing some of these moves in the battles, it really feels like you're doing a real Hulk smash, or you're really blowing something up, or really killing somebody, you know, in a way that one of these heroes. And by the way, all the killings are KOs. You know, that's why a lot of them are ghosts and demons, so they can disappear. There's not a lot of killing people in the game, but there are a lot of KOs. And if you get KO'd, you're out. You know, so that's basically you say they're knocked out. Right. Anyway, the effects are great. I'm playing the PS5 version. Spectacular effects. Because it's a turn-based strategy game and they're really only generating a finite area, a game field or an abbey or a backyard, the graphics are very solid, very modern. Some of the effects, Ghost Rider's, his Hell Ride effect, I have videoed that on my phone and sent that to people. It's so cool. Some of the Doctor Strange effects are so cool. You really have to see them on a nice big TV with HDR turned on. It's a good game, you know, Firaxis, and they support their games with patches, with DLC. Firaxis is a great game company. They have made a great Marvel game, probably the best Marvel, and I really enjoy the Deadpool game that came out a few years ago. But this has been the best Marvel experience I've had in a video game. And I'm still playing it. This will be a game that I will probably continue to play at night. Once I finish it and the DLC, it'll be one of those games that I just kind of start over and I play when I'm not playing other things. Like I'll play an hour before bed, get a little further along in it. I don't know that I would ever stop playing it because it's just fun to put together a team that's my superhero along with Blade and Doctor Strange and we go take out some bad guys. That's just fun. I don't know what else to say. Pick up Marvel Midnight Suns. If you're a PlayStation Plus member, you can get it for free. Everybody else, you're going to have to pay for it. I honestly, after playing it this long, I would have paid full price for it and not, I should have pre-ordered it, paid full price. I would not have complained that I got it for free and I'm going to get the DLC for $16. So grand total, I'm in for under $17. Well, then it is more than worth it since I'll be way over 100 hours when I'm done. The price to play efficiency of this game is super high. Looks great, plays buttery smooth. It's turn-based, but I like that. If you're into either of those things, pick it up. Marvel Midnight Suns is a great game. Nearly perfect. It's not perfect, but it's near. I would, for me personally, 9 out of 10. Really good. Marvel Midnight Suns, available on most platforms and PC now. I think we have a sequel coming at some point. The game's only been out for a little over a year, so we still have time. The DLC is available and on sale now. I'm Scott. I'm Rockfile. These are my podcasts. Thank you for checking it out. This is one of my first ones from the new home studio. I hope it sounds pretty good. I'll tweak it from here. Have a spectacular day, and thank you for listening.